This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is Saturday, August 5th of the year of our Lord, 2023, at about 9 o'clock Central, 9:10 Central, 10:10 Eastern, and I get mixed up on the rest of the time zones, but I'm Walter Yerkew, hosting again tonight for this is like number 4 or 5 in a row. Without my regular partner, but with me again is the wonderful Heather McBride. Is Heather there?
Hi, Walt.
Say hello, Heather.
Oh, cool. It's great to be here. This is number 5 for me.
Number 5. All right. Well, I don't know what happened to Scoop. He said he was head back up state New York or something. Again, still looking for those women that he helped out in that boat that was stuck. So he's got a mission going on up there doing something. But he's spending time with his folks, and it's always a good thing when your folks are still around to go spend time with them. He's enjoying himself. I guess the East Coast still has the kids going back to school in September. Is that right, Heather?
It's funny. In a lot of places, yes, still September, but a lot of schools are moving towards that late August start time, like in the 20s. Yeah. I know where I live in New Jersey, that's when my kids are going back.
Because the school systems here in southern Tennessee, they started yesterday, I think. They started yesterday.
Wow.
Have a day off. Not yesterday. What's that? Today's the 5th. I think they started yesterday for like a half a day, and then they'll go back Tuesday full time for the rest of the year. But they're out of school the middle of May. So I guess the schools are
trying. And is that because of the heat?
Yeah, that's what they say. Even the baseball and football seasons for the schools are early. The baseball season down here starts in February. You know, the little league stuff.
Wow.
And then high school football starts. I think they're already started. I think their first game is like next week. So yeah, it starts early
so
because of the heat. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. That's all right. No, I get it. I believe the NFL should play in the spring instead of dead ass of winter, you know. That split season. You know, work.
It'd be nicer to watch that way, for sure.
Work for 7 or 8 weeks, take 6 months off, and then work for another 6 or 8 weeks. So, anyway, besides all that, we are in the middle of just a bunch of political ridiculousness, you know, on, I guess you could say on both sides. At the start of tonight's show, I was going to try to remain silent and do my best Mitch McConnell impression and just stare at the fan spinning around in the studio here without saying a word. And then I was going to go and, you know, walk out into the hallway of the studio and try to fall down the stairs and do my best Joe Biden impression. And then I was going to go sit behind my desk and look up and say, not guilty. doing my Mr. Trump impression. So, I mean, could have done all those things. This week, you know, it would have been a riot. But anyway, we're going to start off with this Trump thing. It's all, if people read the stories that are put forth on what Mr. Trump is supposedly have done, we know he pled not guilty to 37 counts of ridiculousness earlier. It was last month, I guess. And, you know, he had to go back to court again on some new charges to try to take away from what's going on with the Biden crime family and the smokescreen that they're trying to put up by using Mr. Trump as said smokescreen while they try to straighten out their illegal affairs with Hunter's China endeavors, and Mr. Biden saying that he never discussed Hunter's China endeavors, and we find out that he did. Then we find out, Hunter would call up his dad while he's talking with these people, and dad would have a little conversation with them. You know, it's the smokescreen of Mr. Trump is just ridiculous. This is why courtrooms demand the utmost sincerity, whether you're on the prosecuting side, on the defense side, because I believe Mr. Trump would sit there and just laugh out loud at the charges as they were being read. But of course, you got to maintain composure in court and such. Charges are as follows for the most part. Charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States. Conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Obstruction and attempt of obstruction, an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Okay, now when they say conspiracy, that means you didn't do nothing. In plain English, you didn't do anything. You can talk about it, a certain subject. You could talk about how the election was tainted in 2020. You could talk about that in doing so, maybe violating, civil rights. But unless you actually do this, it's not really a federal crime. Well, I guess if it's a federal, like the election is federal, so I guess, yeah, it falls under the federal law. Heather would know more about that kind of stuff. So we'll come back to that right after the first break is over, and we'll continue on with this Trump witch hunt. This is 7-5 Radio. We'll be right back.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right, we're back. It's Walter and Heather again tonight, and we are hitting up on this Trump indictment and his pleading not guilty to these conspiracy charges it's just ridiculousness. We were talking about conspiracy is, you know, it means that you talked about something or you were in the room when something was being discussed and somebody decided to say, hey, these guys are going to be, they're talking about, let's just use robbing the bank. I heard these guys talking about a bank robbery, so let's get them for conspiracy, which means they talked about robbing a bank. I'm not saying that's what Mr. Trump did, but he, you know, when, during his presidency, you know, he's allowed to talk about stuff. And it seemed like that, you know, the Democratic Party didn't want him to say anything. They didn't want him to talk to Putin. They didn't want him to talk to the North Korean guy. I keep getting his name mixed up. Jong somebody. And he,
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. And he's supposed to talk to these people. You know, how do you not try an attempt at some type of, I'm not going to say world peace because I'm not in a USA beauty pageant, but some type of interim where nobody's shooting missiles at anybody, nobody's expanding on their missiles, you know, more than anybody else. And, you know, how are you supposed to do that? Now, if memory serves me correct, in December, before Mr. Trump took office, he already won the election, I think it was December, where Putin and Obama were together and they shook hands in front of a crowd. And something about reading Obama's lips where he was telling Putin to stop it, we've had enough of that. And then the following week, Obama chased out the Russian dignitaries from Long Island. And they all had to leave the country. Do you remember that, Heather? Do you remember that going on?
Vaguely, I do. Yes.
Okay. The point of my saying this is that other leaders have talked to other leaders, so it's not unusual for Mr. Trump, you know, to talk about the American economy with Putin, to talk to the American economy with Kim Jong-un or the Chinese guy, or the people in the Middle East, and that's what he's supposed to do. But they never said that what he should have been doing. He just said they shouldn't have done that because they didn't want him doing anything, let alone like what they're doing with Biden, letting Biden do everything. And boy, does Biden look funny doing everything. But you know, my thing with this, and I'm going to flip it over to you. My thing with this Trump indictment, is it a smokescreen or not? Or would you think that this is Biden trying to manipulate the 2024 election? What do you think, Heather?
Well, two really good questions, Walt. I like the smokescreen idea because they need to do something with the double standard that everyone's starting to notice, where if Trump is walking down a ramp in the rain and reaches for a handrail, everybody's speculating that he has neurological disorders. But if Biden falls repeatedly everywhere he goes, there's nothing to see here. I was about to say the poor man could not do right, but I'm not going to say the poor man could not do right, because he knew exactly what he was getting into. I'm talking about President Trump, and he's strong enough to withstand all of this. You're absolutely right when you talk about conspiracy. That's such an easy thing for prosecutors to slap on him. But what's fascinating is they're talking about conspiracy when his political speech is the most protected speech of all, really, when you think about the First Amendment. Political speech has a very wide berth. You can say a lot. And obviously, we have so many examples of Trump's opponents saying things far more inflammatory. Maxine Waters comes to mind when she talks about getting physical with people from the other side. But when Trump says anything, and even when he's speaking in euphemisms and talking about stopping fraud, it is taken in the worst context, and something like January 6th is blamed entirely on him. But I do think this was a big gift. I think a big mistake was made here on the part of this indictment, and that is that the prosecutors are saying he committed fraud by saying that there was election fraud. Now it's on them to prove that there was zero election fraud. There's so many lawsuits that weren't getting looked at on that issue after 2020. And there's a lot of evidence. If you've seen the movie 2000 Mules that I believe Dinesh D'Souza put together, where there's video evidence of ballot stuffing, I think in the Atlanta area is what was focused on in 2000 Mules. But there's evidence in a lot of places. And now these prosecutors who are indicting Trump are going to have to they're going to have to prove that there was zero fraud. That's going to be tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. You're referring to the Georgia count where, when I went to bed, he won Georgia. And when I woke up, Georgia was lost at 4 a.m., which was it was shocking. How could you be ahead? By a few million votes, and all of a sudden you lost by 30 million. How in the hell does that happen? The fraud thing, absolutely. And I've always said this, the human race is a strange creature, or strange creatures, because anything that has to do with humans, it can be manipulated in some form or fashion. There is absolutely no way to avoid a human not messing something up or not fixing something in their favor. The Republicans don't have all these halos over their heads either. It's come down to who could be the best manipulator in many cases. The election in 16, it was a spit fight right down to the end. 2020, they didn't want another spit fight. They wanted to win, so it was manipulated to win, and that's exactly what they did. I'll always believe that. How they did it, like you brought up Atlanta, perfect example. He was way ahead in Georgia, and then all of a sudden he was way behind. That happened in many other states also. He was way ahead and all of a sudden he was behind. So the manipulations and then they spend the next 4 years, whether it's the loser or the winner, in this case the winner, they spend the next 4 years covering everything up. Let's talk about Biden, like you said, falling down all the time. Doesn't that take away from whether the election was fixed or not, because now we're worried about his health. We're not worried about why Howie became president. Now we're worried about the president's health. It just goes around and around and around. And if the population of the United States doesn't see that, what they need to do is pick the best person for the job. If it's, you know, Trump or Nikki Haley or Biden, or we need to pick the best person for the job. And that's just not happening. It didn't happen. It didn't happen in 2012. It didn't happen in 2020. And hell, it certainly didn't happen. Best man didn't get the job in 1992. And you know, in 1992, I'm going to slip this in before we go to break, that when we had three parties running on election day, we all knew that Bush was going to lose. We all knew he was going to lose. Well, I knew he was going to lose. That's besides the point. Where was I going with this? Okay, we were going with the smoke screen. Yeah, it's a smoke screen. They're trying to pile enough stuff on Mr. Trump, but the more they pile on, the more it's see-through. You can see through this.
You can see right through it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see through.
And there's more evidence.
Go on.
And there's more evidence against Hunter, and not just Hunter, but what Joe was directing Hunter to do, than there was ever against Trump with his phone call to Zelensky that got him impeached.
I agree. He shouldn't have been impeached, but that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to talk to people. How do you know what the enemy is doing unless you talk to him? All right, we're headed to our second break.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. A federal judge is giving former President Trump and his legal team until Monday to reply to special counsel Jack Smith's request for a protective order.
Smith's request, filed on Friday, was triggered by Trump's statement on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." This came after Trump's indictment on four counts related to alleged election interference. Smith's filing contends that Trump's public comments could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The Trump campaign has labeled it political speech. Trump has until 5 p.m. Eastern Monday to respond. I'm John Schaefer.
The Texas Attorney General is appealing a ruling that would have relaxed the state's abortion ban. On Friday, a judge temporarily halted the ban for women who have dangerous pregnancy complications. A day later, the Attorney General's office filed an appeal that would disregard the judge's ruling and keep the current abortion ban in place. The Food and Drug Administration is approving the first-ever pill for postpartum depression.
On Friday, the FDA announced the medication is safe for women to take if they recently had a baby and are now experiencing postpartum depression symptoms. In clinical trials, women who dealt with anxiety, depression, low energy, trouble sleeping, and guilt had improved symptoms as early as 3 days after the first pill. The FDA is still considering whether to approve the pill for clinical depression as well. I'm Brad Siegel.
A Tel Aviv police officer was killed Saturday night. The gunman, a member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, was shot dead by the officer's colleague, the Times of Israel reported. A Greyhound bus blew a tire and flipped over on a Georgia highway Saturday. Authorities said there were multiple injuries, but none were life-threatening. The bus had 36 passengers on board at the time of the accident. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Oh, that- That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we're back. We're back and we're running hot. We're running hot for two reasons. Number one, we're talking about these competing political agendas that, as they've been known to be said about. And we have Heather McBride with us, who is going to, we have to bring in another character in this scenario of the Bidens and the Trumps and Hunter Biden and all his nonsense. And that character testified in front of, what committee did he testify in front of earlier this week?
Devin Archer. It was the Comer, right? Comer had asked him to speak, and that was the select hearing. Why is the committee escaping me? It's to me, but yeah, it was
The oversight house, the House Oversight Committee. There's so damn many committees in Washington these days. You can't keep them straight. So the House Oversight Committee.
That's for sure.
You know,
which is, yes.
Supposed to oversee the House, but whatever. Anyway, this guy, Devin Archer, former partner of
Devin Archer.
Of Hunter Biden. Devin Archer, former
partner of Hunter Biden, and legitimate businessman. I know well, and by legitimate I mean he's had a long time career. He's made a lot of money. Yes, he has been charged with defrauding a Sioux Nation, Native American nation with their bonds, but that's pending. No one seems to know exactly where that case is. So I don't know anything really about Devin Archer other than watching an interview with him with Tucker Carlson and reading some of his testimony from Washington this week. And what it sounds like is there were a lot of subtleties. The Biden brand is a term that kept coming up where sometimes there was a lot of money that was going to be paid to Hunter. And all he really needed to do was get his dad on the phone. And then when an issue would come up, when, for example, with Burisma, he would be able to make things happen by getting, a nosy prosecutor fired and calling the man corrupt, ruining a man's career because he was looking into some activities with an energy company in Ukraine. What's interesting is that there's a little bit of causation or correlation as opposed to causation, and you can't say that his relationship with his father necessarily was why he was hired, or whether the fact that he kept calling his father on speakerphone in so many business meetings, whether that was actually something that was possibly, trying to buy Joe's influence. But it certainly doesn't look good. I wouldn't say a smoking gun came out of the testimony this week, but there's a lot of information, and certainly more information than anyone ever had about Donald Trump before going after him.
Mm-hmm. And, and the Devin Archer, I don't want to call him a crook, but he's had some shady things, like you said, with the Native Americans, with some of the nations in the Native American community. I don't want to call him a crook, but when you put somebody who is suspected of doing shady stuff on the stand to talk about someone who's doing shady stuff, you're never really going to get a truthful answer, or you're not going to get the answer that you think you're going to get. And I believe this happened to both sides of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They didn't get the answers that they thought they were going to get each. Now, this doesn't really help either side with the Hunter Biden case. Again, another smokescreen to get to the heart of the matter. And if you put Hunter on the stand, you know, he's going to flat out lie, you know, because they're going to start off with his drug use, you know, and messing around with his cousin, you know, before they ask him the question. So, you know, he's going to lie. And what do you think his partner or his former business partner is doing? You know, somebody was involved with some of his antics. My basic question would be, what in the hell was Hunter Biden doing doing duties with the Chinese and the Russians? You know, the guy's a nobody to begin with. You know, he's got college and stuff, but you know, he's not the smartest apple that fell off a tree. And believe me, that tree that he fell off of is not all that smart to begin with.
He was out of his league for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody wants to know what he was doing. But, you know, you have to ask Putin or that governor up in Moscow where they had that $1 million deal some years ago. You know, but none of these people are obliged to come to the States and, you know, stand in front of a grand jury or this House Oversight Committee and talk about what's been happening. So I don't know what the whole deal is with putting Devin on there to begin with. If you don't know the answer to the question, what do you do, Heather? You don't ask. If you don't have the answer to the question that you're going to ask, you don't ask the question.
Yes.
And I think both sides were shocked at what they heard, and they weren't expecting what came out of Mr. Archer's mouth. Do you have anything else to add about Devin Archer?
Well, I was intrigued by why he says he formed a company with Hunter, and it's these subtleties. I think he thought Hunter had a lot of contacts, and that could add a different layer to their investments. They were trying to create a private equity company, but of course, it goes back to, where do you think these contacts are from? and how, to what degree are people going to be helping you who've known Hunter from his father's long-standing career in Washington? So you bring up a really good point. It's hard to know how much you can trust Devin Archer's version of what happened. You know, he certainly presents a very innocent version and rendition of just trying to add a different layer of depth to his own company. But I think you only spend a few minutes with Hunter Biden and you know who you're dealing with.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can't trust a crackhead. You know, you can't trust a crackhead. And, again, you got Hunter Biden trying to make a multi-million-dollar deal using his dad's influence without involving his dad. Now, how do you not involve your dad if you're trying to use his influence? You know, that the people that he was dealing with can't be that stupid if they have the millions of dollars to pay Biden, pay Hunter Biden, or give him the money that he wants so they could get what they want with the influence from a vice president, a sitting vice president. Without the vice president getting on the phone and saying, well, yeah, yeah, I back up my son Hunter for 100%, you know, give him what he needs and we'll take care of what you need. And then when push comes to shove, people don't get what they need from Hunter. Well, I'm starting to get tongue-tied here because this is so confusing. They don't get what they need after they give Hunter his money because Joe Biden kind of like disappears for a while. you know, it like doesn't recognize any of what happened, which would be like a conspiracy to commit fraud, wouldn't it? Maybe he needs to be indicted.
It absolutely would be. There's a lot of conspiracies to commit fraud these days. Yes.
If he was in cahoots with Biden, with Hunter, before Hunter went to, let's just say, the Chinese, if, you know, go ahead, let's get a couple of million out of the Chinese, call me up, I'll get on the speakerphone. That's conspiracy to commit fraud, because what did Biden do for the Chinese when he was a vice president? Pretty much absolutely nothing, because vice president doesn't do anything. You know, except our vice president.
Was that payday to Hunter? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that worth it to just hear Joe's voice on the phone or to get a picture with Joe? Probably not. That's not what they were paying for.
Well, we're heading into our fourth set, and it goes by really fast. And we will continue to talk about sitting vice presidents. We'll be right back. This is Walter in Heaven, 75 Radio on the Liberty Radio News Network.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
We're back, and we are really picking on the upper echelon of the government of our country tonight. And, if we were lying, I could have been, indicted for conspiracy, because we talked about this before the show. but since we speak the truth, it's backed up. We are not responsible for any kind of conspiracy. We are actually doing this, and we are speaking the truth. So there is no crime when you speak the truth. Anyway, this is our next. I'm going to read this, and this is from the examples of word salads by a schizophrenic. Word salad describes the type of a speech that is extremely incoherent. Word salad consists of a mix of unintelligible random words strung together into phrases. The words may be loosely associated with each other, but they are disconnected from reality and have no meaning to the listener. The symptoms of a word salad can vary depending on the underlying mental condition. For example, people with dementia may experience word salad in addition to memory loss, confusion, or disorientation. Word salads created by those with schizophrenia can be more severe, often containing made-up words or phrases that don't make any sense. This is often accompanied by other symptoms of the illness, including hallucinations and delusions. Now, we all know who I'm talking about, because I'm going to end this with those famous words, and this is good stuff. I am talking about Kamala Chameleon, who has taken on several, I call it Chameleon because she's taken on several different roles. Number one, the role she was supposed to take on was the border, which was supposed to be, she's been in charge of the border for 2.5 years now, and she's never been. Okay. And then she explains it with word salad, why she hasn't been there and why it's doing so well down the border. Confused or disoriented speech, excessive use of sequiturs, I can't pronounce that word for the life of me, or made up words, incoherent sentences and phrases, unrelated words and phrases in a sentence. Now, one thing that stands out to me was when she was talking about the public transportation system was going to install USB ports to charge your cell phone. You could charge your phone on your way to work. You could charge your phone on your way home from work. This is good stuff. Now, listen, who gives a crap where you could charge your phone as long as you could charge your phone? And all those ports that she's talking about that are going to be installed on the buses, you know what they're going to be filled with in a matter of weeks? Those little holes that you're going to stick your plug in. Can you imagine the stuff that people are going to shove in there? Can you imagine the school kids are going to start ripping them out of the walls? You know, if you want to charge your phone, bring you know, charge your battery, charge your power pack battery and bring it with you. I mean, you know, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. You know, you're not going to bring anything home on the tip of your plug-in that was in the bottom of that hole that somebody stuffed in there on purpose. It could range from gum to feces to boogers to people peeing on them. You have no idea. She has no idea what goes on in public transportation. None. She's an idiot. That's what stands out. Earlier this year, she brought that up. I don't know if anybody else remembers it. But why would U.S. ports on a bus be a good thing? I don't know. The less open places to stuff things on a bus would be better, I think. You know, I think it would be better. And again, you know.
And when was the last time she rode a bus?
Well, she may have rode a busload of passengers, but it certainly wasn't on a bus. Yeah.
You went there. Love it.
Yeah, you got to. You know, listen, anybody that dated, you know, Montel Williams, I'm sure she did a lot of public transportation riding. Yeah, I went there. For sure I went there. Again, and they can't get me conspiracy because I just thought of it. So it's not something that I was contemplating to say.
Yes, you're right. We did not talk about that ahead of time. That's for sure.
That's right. We did not conspire about to say that. That was all on me. Come and get me. The way she speaks and is you know she talks to, you know, any class of people, and she talks to them like they're kindergartners. I wouldn't talk to a kindergartner the way she talks to grown people. I don't know how she ever became a freaking district attorney or the state attorney general in California and then a senator, let alone by making speeches like that. Unless she was the only one that, you know, got the chance to vote that day. I just don't get how she got on, became a senator. You know, how in the world could that happen? But speaking of word salad, Heather, or before the show, she texted me that she is good at word salad also. Maybe it, but I don't think she's, I don't think Heather is the schizophrenic word salad person. Because, you know, you could talk, you could talk manure for lack of using the other word. You know, people just talk manure. It doesn't mean it's a word salad. It means that, you know, you're telling somebody something that you want to tell them, not necessarily what they want to hear. And Kamala's word salad is she actually thinks that you want to hear what she has to say. So could you try to explain the difference a little bit, Heather?
I'm so fascinated by word salad and have been for a little bit of time. I would say rule number one, if you're going to be someone who's going to speak in word salad, you need to not have a point. If you have a point to make, then you're already off track. Word salad is about big words, repeating words, saying things inefficiently. Like she loves to talk about the significance of the passage of time and uses that 3 to 4 times in a sentence. No one knows what she's saying. But what's fascinating about word salad is I think the people who engage in it think it makes them sound really smart. And if you think what they say, what you're hearing sounds intelligent, or maybe even something you don't understand, then it must be really profound. And in fact, a bunch of college professors proved this point. They wrote articles and submitted them to publications, journals at various institutions. And they wrote these things in word salad, making zero sense, and they all got published. And after they got published, they reached out to the editor of the journal and said, "Joke's on you. I wrote something that made zero sense, and you published it because I used big words, and you thought it must have been profound." So this is a thing. It's a way to sound smart, but it's, once again, missing the mark with the average American person who just wants to be able to buy their groceries at a regular price. They don't need to be impressed by anyone's big word. And when Kamala is down at the border, or if she's talking about yellow school buses or outer space, wherever they put her, she bombs so badly and loses her audience so quickly that I'm now really excited to see where they're going to put her next.
Yeah, I remember the school bus thing. That there was another fiasco. You know, a vice president's job is really not to do anything unless the president, you know, dies in office. As far as I'm concerned, Trump picked Mike Pence, probably because of his, you know, religious beliefs. You know, he's a devout religious person and such. And now you have Mike Pence, you know, turning his collar up on Trump. So I don't know what kind of a fallout those two had. But we're going to brush right back to why Mr. Trump was a conspiracy on this election nonsense. If Mr. Trump had a vice president with coyotes, such as a Truman, you know, Harry Truman, or let's see, who was another strong vice president? Nixon was a little crazy. So, you know, his strength was in craziness. You know, if he had a vice president with coyotes, the vice president could have overturned the election and deemed Mr. Trump the winner. And I think, you know, that's where the falling out came, where Mr. Trump said, "Hey, you know this was fixed." And I guess Mr. Pence didn't want to do it. I mean, this is just me talking now. And
But I think you bring up a good point that the evidence of fraud was swept under the rug, and January 6th came, and a lot of members of Congress and in the Senate weren't going to take the time to look into these claims and just wanted to go ahead and vote and certify and get it over with.
I don't think Harry Truman would have certified that election. But then again, you know, we may have an opportunity to talk about it again next week, because who knows what the indictments, more hearings are going to be coming up this week. All right, this is the end of our show. The music is playing. August 5th, 2023. We got another one in the books. This is Walter and Heather for 75 Radio and also for Scoop. We'll catch up with you guys next week. Everybody have fun. Enjoy it. Boy, we got it.
Bye.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.